The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to a very special Best of Good Day.
Your day sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk.
Seven.
The sun is shining down. Burns my feet.
Sir Talk-A-Lot is here with Kent Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. Set your Dick Tracy watches for 7 past the hour, Richie. It's exactly 7 past the hour.
Yep.
All right, so one of the conversations people are having today, conversations people are interested in, it would appear, is the sort of seesaw pendulum swinging back and forth. One day you hear a story about the folks in Iran being willing to involve themselves with the United States against the militants, the ISIS boys. So Secretary of State Kerry said that there would be some attempt to try to get everybody together. The warplanes, by the way, struck Islamic targets, had some success, it would appear. I don't know how they measure that. But anyway, so what I saw was three different things. The U.S. command confirmed that there were planes that struck targets southwest of Baghdad. All right, that's number one.
Vehicle now, trains, basically.
Who's you what?
Cars. Boom, cars. We got your cars.
Huh?
They were bombing their vehicles.
Oh! Yeah, well, okay. I mean, thank you, Richie. It's an incomplete sentence. You know, when I was teaching English, you had to complete your sentences. All thoughts had to be complete. You've criticized me a number of times in the past for not having complete thoughts and complete sentences. So I just would like
you to want complete over. Thoughts.
I do.
I will do. Don't that. Ask for that, Doug. Don't ask.
Coming really. At you.
All right. So now the U.S. announces it will not coordinate military activity with Iran. So I'm trying to figure this out here, whether we are or we aren't. We will not. Maybe it's not important, although it would be an interesting sort of combination. Iran rejected our request for cooperation because, of course, they can't figure out whether we're worse than ISIS.
This is great. The Khamenei tweeted,
yeah,
I reject U.S. offer to hashtag Iran, ABT, hashtag ISIS, because the U.S. has corruption on its hands in this issue.
Yeah.
He tweeted it.
Right.
This is how we carry on diplomatic policy now.
Is it tweeted in Arabic or in English?
I'm sure it was in Arabic.
It's translated for your Twitter comfort. Right. Okay, so I was watching.
Hold on just a second, Jen. Do they do automatically? Can you find ways of translating if somebody's using one language for Twitter?
Yeah. It gets translated. GoogleTranslate.com. Translate.google.com.
All right. Thank you.
Now, Jennifer, sometimes please, on the please. Tweets. Twitter has a little thing that lets you translate it.
And Facebook does that too now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Jen.
Me now?
Yes, your turn.
So O'Reilly did in his talking points memo yesterday, I thought something very interesting. He ran down all the countries that were helping and in what capacity. And surprisingly enough, the French are our biggest allies, even over, like, the United Kingdom. So it's the French and the Australians that have committed real support that will do air missions, that will be our buddies in all of this. Canada says, get back to us later. The UK, even, who came out, they came out so strong saying they, you know, these are next door and they're going to be here in a month. They're not really committing anything to us. But what was, I thought, very telling is a lot of the Muslim countries have done backdoor deals with us, like Turkey. They publicly are saying they're not going to really help the U.S., but there's secret deals because they don't want to tick off ISIS because the threat of them coming into the country, there's so many people already there, is so real that these Muslim countries are doing secret support with the U.S. rather than public support.
All right. Thank you for that update, Jennifer.
Well, I thought that was interesting because of Iran. You never know if they are doing a backdoor deal because, they're right there in the mix of everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So that takes care of our overview of what's going on there in the Middle East. Now, the story that has captured my imagination and I think it's starting to get a little bit late, but better late than never, the impact of what happens if Scotland votes to secede from the United Kingdom and how that's going to affect us, how it's going to affect the European Union. There's money, it's all kinds of stuff, oil at stake here. So we have a listener who is in the Netherlands who we're trying to find, who has, I think, tweeted us, or what is he, Facebook? Where is he, a Facebook friend? Of ours, he's a Twitter friend. All right. So in a moment, we're going to meet him and get the perspective from that side of the pond, if you will. A battle for Scotland in our focus up next year on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have a gentleman who listens to the program, or at least connects. I guess he's listening and therefore connecting, Kenny. Right, you had the first back and forth with him, did you not?
Yes, he's He's listening through gooddayshow.com, and he's been tweeting back and forth with us.
All right. Let me see if I can pronounce the name correctly. Loda Wyckoff, is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it'll do.
It'll do.
How long have you been listening to this program?
2-3 weeks, something like that, I think.
Say that again?
Two or three weeks. Longer than most.
Really? Speak for yourself, Jennifer. So, in your country, what's the discussion? You're from the Netherlands. What's the discussion there and what you can hear also in other parts of Europe on the secession of Scotland from the United Kingdom?
I think this week Scottish independence is not really the main part. Literally today the government is going to review its new budget, how they took the money and what they want to do with it. So for the past week everyone was talking about that, and everyone is talking about that for the coming week. And Marco van Basten, who stepped down as coach from a football team. And on the Scottish independence, I think that most people will say that they should stay within the UK from the Dutch perspective. And from the Scottish perspective, I would say just leave.
So I'm trying to understand most of what you said. What do you get from this, Richie or Kenny or Jennifer? What do you hear
about that it's a negotiating tactic?
Negotiating tactic.
That they think it's a negotiating tactic, and
that you do, sir. You think it's a negotiating tactic for what?
For the money.
To get more money support.
I think it's not only the money. I think that the Scottish people really feel different than Brits. They don't see themselves as British. They see themselves as Scottish. And if you look at a lot of sports, they have a Scottish team. People are playing with a Scottish flag, not a Union Jack. It's the Scottish one. And at the Olympics, they really dislike it that they have to walk with a Union Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that's deep in their culture and deep in their genetic code that they are different. And they have a lot of oil. They have a lot of gas. They can do a lot of things with the money that it creates.
Well, I think that's part of, from what I understand, that's one of the big beefs, is that there's so much money being made by the United Kingdom, Scotland not getting its fair share because it has most of the reserves under its and not only on land but in on the coast of northern Scotland is a tremendous oil reserve. So there, all the money goes into the UK. It doesn't go to the Scots, and they don't like it.
And that's one of the parts that they don't like. But the second part is, if you look at the British politics, the majority of the British people is pretty much voting on the Tory and Conservative ones, and maybe the Lib Democrats. But in Scotland, they are voting more for the Labour type party and more social democratic style parties.
Right, they're more socialistic than are the Brits. Yeah, right.
Yes, and there is, for example, a great joke at least that the Scottish people like. They say, we have more pandas in the zoo than that we have conservative politicians. And you should know the Edinburgh Zoo seems to have two pandas.
As far as you, as a European living in the Netherlands, you could care less? Is that basically it? Do you care one way or another what happens?
No, I do hope that it happens, because I think it can spark a lot of independence votes and people to say, we want to leave. There are a lot of areas in Europe that basically say, yeah, we are part of a country, but we don't want it.
What other areas of Europe do you think fit into that description?
Well, it's too easy to mention Eastern European merits of Eastern Ukraine's battle going on, but I would take into account the vote of Venice, where they basically say, we pay billions to the Italian government, we can use that money to rebuild and renovate the city. Corsica want to get sold from France to Switzerland.
Right, yeah. All right, we've got the picture, sir. Thank you for listening to the program and for participating with us. Loda Wyckoff in the Netherlands on the Scottish disconnection from the UK. 21 after the hour.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day.
Upon you, got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't do.
Top five songs for this week in 1984. Big year for a lot of people who are listening to this program. Lionel Richie starts us out with a song that was at number one and still in the top five at number five this week in 1984. Stuck on You. Crank it up there, Richie, for a moment.
There it is.
There it is. Nothing. I mean, everybody knows what the song is all about. So
it's nice if you get your teeth drilled, but other than that.
Aw, it's a nice song.
It doesn't get my morning started.
All right, this will get your morning started. Number four, Prince.
That's more like it.
There you go.
Greatest albums of all time.
I mean, it was like Prince. I like Prince.
Baby, come.
I don't know that I care to see him. I'm a cap guy, other than that. I like his music. He's a little guy, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I saw him in a hotel in New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like, he's lucky if he's 5'1".
In his cap?
He was wearing leather pants, yes.
All right, let's go crazy. It was number four this week. 1984 is the year. Reviewing the top five pop songs from this week in 84. Number three. Let's get it.
Love
Jennifer,
it.
I love this. I actually quite like it, too. I like pretty much everything Cyndi Lauper ever did. Shebop, crank it up, Richie. So is this song actually about Jennifer?
What do you think it's about, Dougie?
Oh, is that what it's about?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Moving along.
Moving to number two from this week, 1984, John Waite. Good pop song. At least not Michael McDonald.
No, no, no. He's more of a rocker than Michael McDonald is.
Yeah. Wow. It's not unpleasant to listen to like Michael McDonald is. Crank it up. Missing You, number two. John Wheat.
Got to like number one.
I'm sending you a signal tonight. You don't know how desperate I've become. And it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning. So I'm trying.
Got a nice little string of hits.
I know this song, number two. Everybody's going to like number one. This week, 1984, number one song belonged to Tina Turner. Love is secondhand emotion. After doing the T-Bop with Ike Turner.
Speaking of domestic abuse.
Yeah, exactly, man. By the way, Richie, I haven't heard the correct pronunciation. The earlier part of the week, for those of you who weren't around, I was pronouncing correctly some words that Richie took exception to, so he would go to the...
Incorrectly.
Oh, you mean like respiratory? Yeah. When respiratory, it should be respiratory?
No, respiratory is the correct way.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
We even went to the audience.
Merriam-Webster said no.
So what? But they know more than I do?
Yes.
Who said
they
so?
Wrote a dictionary.
They didn't write it. They just gathered information and put it all together. They culled it to various sources. All right, so anyway, top five songs. Lionel Richie, Prince, Cindy Lauper, John Wick, Tina Turner. 28 after our good day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to a very special Best of Good Day.
Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Singing our way or bringing our way into your world. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Over the weekend, we always ask what from the top 10 talk topics of the previous week, what for you was most important. And as if you're just joining me, I spent a few minutes talking about the ISIS problem, dealing with it, the finagling around that Kerry has to do to get agreement in the Middle East, at least from people who we would like to have participate with us. We don't need them. We could do what is necessary on our own. We obviously blew up half of Iraq in 2002, 2003 through until a couple of years ago. So we had the ability to do it. We don't want to put troops on the ground, but yet we've sent in hundreds of American troops to sort of, quote-unquote, assess the situation or protect American interests or whatever it is. But anyway, you told us, 36% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com, that this ISIS problem was the number one issue, and the president's address focused on this was the number one issue for you last week. 21% of you continue to be concerned about our immigration policy, which seems to have, we've noticed, and I think we acknowledged this in a conversation on Friday, that, you know, in essence, the number of people coming across the border has dwindled. There was a surge for a while, and now It's down to much smaller numbers. Let's see. Other controversies from last week. 12% of you said you thought the elections, fall elections, were the most important issue for you. 10% of you said the 9/11 anniversary. I was sort of surprised. I thought that would be number, well, not number one, but closer to the top than it was. Let's see here. 9% of you said the Ray Rice controversy was number one. 8% the global warming debate. 6% the Scotland secession referendum. I'm thinking that a lot of you don't understand. I didn't understand until I really read into it over the weekend what this does, not just to the United Kingdom, but to the safety of the Western world. I think a lot of you, a lot of us, as usual, are moderately insular, don't understand how intertwined activities around the world are, how easy it is to for us to forget what else is going on around the world, even though we have accessibility and information that is presented to us. This is a very bad situation, at least on the outside from my perspective, from the outside looking in. The Scots are upset because they don't get a fair share of a lot of the oil revenue that is in Scotland, a lot of other things that seem to be bugging them, but that's one of them. The British have taken them for granted for 300 years, so many of them think. I can understand that, too, if you look into the realities here. But most of the UK sub-bases are on the Scottish coast. So Scotland votes on Thursday for independence, all those bases go away. And the Prime Minister will have to resign because he won't have enough support. His support comes from, it's kind of a complex thing. Again, if you don't understand British politics, or at least he makes up the British, the Irish and the Scots and the British themselves, that's all that's been left for a number of years, because Canada's independent and Australia's independent and South Africa's independent and all of these other places that were part of the worldwide British Empire long since gone. So what is left will be nothing. The UK will no longer be the United Kingdom. It'll be England and Ireland to a point. Richie, see if you can get a hold of James Whale, will you?
Oh, okay.
And let's try to go through this from his perspective. At any rate, that's one of the issues. 888-302-3684. Kenny, in terms of our own social media over the weekend, what has been the number one overriding? I'm looking at the results of the poll for the talk radio topics. That sometimes is reflective of what the audience is thinking in general. Sometimes what we get in terms of input from people is not necessarily consistent on social media as what people would respond or how they would look at things on the web. So what do we have going on there that's number one today?
Probably a tie, ISIS and Ray Rice.
Really, still Ray Rice. What's mm-hmm. What is new about Ray Rice? Anything?
Well, the new news is that he's going to appeal.
Huh.
He says that they already gave him a punishment, and now he's getting punished twice for the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be the NFLPA, the Players Association, and having to go to the fence for this guy?
Having to go to the fence for this guy? I wouldn't want to be going to.
How do you
want anything to do with the guy?
As a Players Association, you're there to defend all of the players and any time that they get suspended.
Like so, Richie, here's the analogy. The unions in Los Angeles for the school department, when they went to bat for the guy who put his sperm on Weetabix or cookies or whatever it was and passed it around his classroom. They had to stand up for this guy and lost every ounce of credibility they had with pretty much anybody and everybody. And so isn't this the same thing? Same kind of thing,
pretty much,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How could you stand up and go to bat for this guy? He's a crumb bum. So, but there have been other people who have been pretty rotten.
The other thing that everybody's talking about with this is Charles Barkley. and I have no idea why he was on the NFL Today yesterday on CBS.
Barkley's a basketball player.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why would he be on the NFL?
That's your question. Because he's one of their sports commentators, and he usually says something outrageous, so they figured, okay. So they bring him on to talk about this, and Barkley basically says, listen, if you are black and you were raised in the South, you were whooped, and you were whooped with a switch. And I think Jim Rome was interviewing him, and he's like, yeah, but there's a fine line between, or there's no fine line, there's a line between being whooped and abuse. And Barkley said, yeah, there is, but I'm just saying, it still happens today. Kids will get whooped down there, and you will get a switch.
What's that got to do with the guy punching his wife and his fiance in the mouth?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm on to two different things here. I'm on to the
Adrian Peterson.
The Adrian Peterson thing.
All right. You want to explain that?
Adrian Peterson was basically taken off of the field by the Minnesota Vikings because he was spanking his son with a switch.
Oh, I
and
saw that. Yeah,
the kid came up with welts and scratches and whatnot. So Barkley came, not to his defense, but basically just to talk. So here you have another NFL player suspended for another thing that's, and everybody's talking about it.
Ah, well, maybe it's because he had a concussion and his brain's been rattled.
He apologizes for anything that he did. He said he certainly didn't mean to harm his son. He turned himself right in whenever the charges were put up against him. But
who brought the charges against him?
The local police.
How did they know about this?
He had a doctor's appointment, and they found the scars and the scratches.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Another reason these people... I've said I'm becoming redundant, and I'm becoming tired of what my own response is to this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's just, why in the world do these people get so much support? And it's all about money. That's all it is. It's all about money. It's so hypocritical and hypocritical as well. 888-302-3684. So, Kenny, you want to drop some other – you didn't give us – I think you just said it was between those two, and then I went off on the – Ray Rice Day. And by the way, just hold on. Excuse me for a second. Charles Barkley is on these shows because he says outrageous things.
Yeah,
that's why they have him on.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does that mean when those of us who remember back to when Rush Limbaugh was hired to be a commentator on the Monday night?
Monday Night Football, and he got fired.
He said he did about the
first
quarterback
night, McNabb. Yeah.
Yeah. So hello. We have a double standard, or what Barkley and the others are saying isn't quite as outrageous as what Limbaugh said, or is there a white black thing here?
I see what you're thinking, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there was a black commentator last week who was suspended for making comments about the. About the Ray Rice thing. I don't remember his name because I'm just not that much into sports.
Follow my thinking. I'm no expert in this whatsoever. I'm in the outside looking in, and I see all of these white guys
Barkley's
who
black,
get...
black, he gets passed.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
There was a lot of uproar on this on Twitter and on social media about what he said. I don't know. I mean, I don't think when it comes to kids, you get a pass. But he certainly did talk about the black community in the South and mm-hmm. getting a whooping.
Okay. So could a white guy have said that and had the same response? As we all know, many of us know that is what goes on to a point, not just in the South, but in a lot of places. And the white people do the whooping, too.
Yep.
I'm so tired.
It's very interesting. I mean, think about 20 years ago. I mean, Barkley has a point, that he's like, I don't want people telling people how to raise their kids. And, and Rome was like, hey, man, when it's a beating, Barkley's like, yeah, you're right. But we've gotten to the point where you cannot yell at your kids, you cannot spank your kid.
That's the other side of it.
You can't do anything.
Caution, caution. Danger, danger.
Look out. Being arrested.
Yeah.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support My Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's tell another story here, shall we? The story of what the American Heart Association says about omega-3s. American Heart Association concluding that omega-3s decrease the risk of any kind of sudden cardiac death tremendously, decrease the growth rate of plaque, lower blood pressure. For this reason, I recommend to you the best fish oil product on the market. By now, you have heard me underscore omega, I'm sorry, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. That's the omega 3 pure to the nth degree product. 100% potency and purity. That's what the studies show, and a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio. That may be a little too complex, maybe a little bit too much statistical information. That doesn't make as much difference as knowing that omega-3 content in Omax 3 Ultra Pure is 16 times that of which you would find in the average krill oil supplement. One dose, omega-3 in Omax 3 Ultra Pure is 16 times stronger than a krill oil soft gel. And the soft gels in these blister packs, by the way, very handy. I'm taking them every day. I give one to Charlotte. Meredith takes one. absorption, freshness, faster results, no fishy burps. That's why you want Omax 3 Ultra Pure. The clinical studies are clear. This is really the best product around. Sharpens your mind, your mood, your memory. Omega-3s, stop inflammation. Free, 800-316-7918 for the product. Or go to Doug4, D-O-U-G, the number 4, omax3.com. So here are opportunities galore for those of you who are having little achy, painy stuff, and maybe your mood swings have been a little more radical lately, or you're forgetting more things, all that, or your doctor says you got to do something about the inflammations in your body and high cholesterol that affects your heart. All of these things addressed by Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which you get by going to Doug4Omax3.com or dialing 800-316-7918 for your free one-month supply.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day. Here we go into another special moment on the Good Day program featuring Warren Eckstein.
Do that, Warren. He calls you special.
He is special. As far as I'm concerned, he's a great human being, has a great radio program called The Pet Show, has a great line of medicinal vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses for both cats and dogs.
I give them to the pugs every day.
Yep. I give them to Charlotte, but I ran out. Gee, I'm good about that. Charlotte's showing signs of age. If she was taking Hugs and Kisses, she wouldn't show as many signs of age, Warren, remember? That's the way to get it. By the way, last week I was talking with you about her having, I don't know that I called it a TIA. I think that I had told you that she had an event and lost her balance. She has an inner ear sort of infection or malfunction.
Yeah, you kind of thought it might have been a seizure or something?
Well, she's been examined two or three times by two or three different people, and they all said the same thing, including our pal Carlson in Los Angeles, that whatever she has, he looked at all the data from the research, said this is something that will go, and it has. It's really started, he said, give it a week or two, and she'll be back to what she was like before. She still has a hard time once in a while standing up. She loses her balance a little bit. Her head's crocked a little bit to the left. But I've been taking her in swimming the last couple of nights. And I tell you, that's great exercise for any dog. This is the way to keep your dog's back end, and this is where they have the most compromise, no matter what size the dog is. Keep it strong, right? Isn't that what you really want to do? Keep those hips and those legs strong?
It's so interesting that you said that, because I have some very close friends, and I've been talking about this for years, the concept of hydrotherapy for pets. It's absolutely amazing. I have a friend now with a German Shepherd, has bad hips. Twice a week, the dog goes to hydrotherapy. Actually, in this hydrotherapy, they have a treadmill at the bottom of the pool, and the dog is doing absolutely phenomenal and looks so forward to going there, it actually puts a whole new spirit on his face.
Well, Charlotte doesn't look forward to it. Once she gets in it.
She's a bulldog. Okay. They usually sink right to the bottom.
I have a life preserver on her, and that's how I keep her. I put the life preserver on her, and then she goes around, and because of whatever was going on, her tendency is to walk to the left in a circular fashion. But when she first had the accident, she was walking to the right, so she's changed her direction at least. And now I've got her to do it in both directions in the pool.
I got to get you to get pictures of this. The blind bulldog with the life preserver in the pool has got to be something.
All right, so Meredith will take some pictures of it if I go in tonight. And now let's talk about this a little bit more, because you've written a blog on the advantages of pet aerobics. And this is something that is very big. What are you talking about?
I'm just picturing Richard Simmons and a bunch of dogs.
Well, you know, you laugh about that, but the first book I ever wrote was actually called Pet Aerobics. I wrote it in the 70s. Richard Simmons came on my show because he was a big fan of what I was doing. They actually called me, in People magazine, they called me the Jane Fonda of the pet world. I'm not too thrilled about that being
a
veteran.
James
But besides, anyway, the bottom line is the biggest problem that I see and veterinarians see right now is obesity in pets. And exercise is not only from a physical standpoint, but psychologically, a well-exercised dog or a well-exercised cat, for that matter, is going to be much, much better behaved. It makes them feel good about themselves, that their body feels good, and their behavior changes.
Bulldog I've ever seen, and Carlson says this, and so do other vets, they're all overweight, they're fat, and they're slobby.
And who's Charlotte fault, who's never fault been is that?
But the owners, of course.
Exactly.
Well, that's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You know what? Let them get like that.
Hey, listen, one of the realizations we've had with this experience with our two pugs versus our experience with our one dog before and previous things is that these two dogs keep each other entertained and active all day long. I am so glad we went for two. Now, if they were bigger dogs, I might have to reevaluate. But with the two small dogs, they keep each other entertained and active all day long. It's
never
a great thing.
Happened with Charlotte. There's not any room for two.
But Doug, you don't need two dogs. Doug, you don't need another dog because you're down on your hands and knees like me all the time.
I am.
So we're just another we're just another dog.
There's a visualization.
I don't even want to go there.
So there's a story floating around about dogs and the psychology, because you're a great pet psychologist. I thought you might want to tell people how to handle dogs when the young owners, the children, go back to school as they have. A lot of pets experience separation anxiety. How do you get beyond that?
Dogs suffer from cabin fever no different than we do. And, all summer long, the kids have been home. Mom and dad might have been on vacation. The kids are playing with the dog. And then all of a sudden, September rolls around and everyone's gone. The dog has nothing to do but sit home and watch General Hospital. I pee on the floor. So the bottom line is this. We need to really make sure it's not the quantity of time you spend with your pet, it's quality. So more quality time, a run before you go to school, play with them after school, leave them plenty of things to play with, leave the radio on for them, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Leave the radio on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour. The Best of Good Day is a copyright presentation of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Best of Good Day is written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.